Proverbs 21. Hold your place there in Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs 21. Now remember, this is Proverbs. This is the book of wisdom. And God is imparting wisdom here. Okay? And look, this verse is for the single guys. But it's also for the woman who's potentially loud and stubborn. Look what it says in verse 9. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop. Who wants to go in the corner of a housetop? There's nothing there. It's suicide. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with the brawling woman in a wide house. You know what that means? A wide house means like a large house. He's like, I'd rather have the smallest portion in that house as long as that woman's not there. It's true. And that verse is so true that he repeats it in Proverbs 25, verse 24. The exact same words. He doesn't even give a variation of what he says there. He just says it exactly the same. What is a brawling woman? It's a woman who is stubborn and loud and just wants to fight and nag. If you want to have a good relationship, ladies, with your husband, rule number one, don't be a nag. Don't nag. Well, he doesn't do it, so I got to keep reminding him. That's called nagging. If my wife nags me, she doesn't. I'll do the opposite just because I don't like the fact that she's nagging. You know? It doesn't help anything. You know, my wife has a really good way of, I was going to say making me do something, and it's not through nagging. She basically comes to me, if she wants to do something, you know, I don't know, I can't think of an example right now, but if she wants me to do something, she'll basically propose a good idea. What do you think about X, Y, and Z? Now, that's what she wants to do. But because she comes at me with a good spirit, even if I don't want to do it, because she had a sweet spirit to go along with that, I'll say, yeah, let's do it. Amen. You know, I want In-N-Out, you want Chipotle, but because you came at me with a good spirit, let's do Chipotle. Okay? She's smart. You know, but what did she say? We always do In-N-Out. You never want to go to Chipotle. You're so unhealthy. I'd be like, we're going in and I'm getting a double. I'm getting a triple with a large Coke. And so are you. Look at Proverbs 19, verse 13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Now, what does that mean, a continual dropping? You ever had a leaky faucet that echoes throughout the house? It's like, doink. It's like, shut up. Well, that's what he means by that. Contentions of her wife are just like, shut up. It's just, that's what it's referring to as nagging. Okay. Look at Proverbs 27. He just reiterates that in verse 15. It says, a continual dropping in a rainy day, in a very rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. He says, it's like the same thing. He goes, does that irritate you? That's exactly what a contentious woman is like. Go to Proverbs 11. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs 21, verse 19. It says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There's nothing in the wilderness. You can't live in the wilderness. But he says, that's better for you than with a contentious woman. That's bad. Now, I know someone personally, not here in our church, okay, who this person... This is true. Now, he doesn't go to the wilderness or to the housetop. He goes to his car. And he lives his life. Even though he has a home to live in, he goes to his car. When I go outside from my house, he's there. And I know exactly why. You know why? Did you see something? No, I hear something. You get what I'm saying? I hear the nagging. I hear the contention, the brawling. And I'm like, you know what, man? I don't blame you. And he's happy in his vehicle. You're like, oh man, Bruce, that sounds, yeah, it is bad. It's that bad. Okay? Because nagging and contentions and brawlings never help anybody.